A soldier's request.
You were being shipped to Alaska. You made arrangements with the defendant to store some of your property.
His friends demand.
$350 a month plus half utilities and Wi-Fi.
Did you agree to pay her that?
I did not, ma'am.
With us.
But his homecoming.
He lived in Alaska.
Gets sidetracked.
He was living at my house beforehand, ma'am.
Just a second. Come back.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
21-year-old Brian Parr Jr. is suing his former friend, 22-year-old Catherine Allison, for damaging his belongings and stealing his gun while he was away for military training.
Order. All rise.
Case number 18 on the calendar in the matter of Parr versus Allison.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Parr, you're an active member of the Marines.
I am, ma'am.
The defendant was a friend of yours. You were being shipped to Alaska.
Yes, Your Honor.
When?
January 19th of this year, ma'am. Through March 19th of 2018 as well.
And when you were there, you made arrangements with the defendant to store some of your property. A truck?
Yes, Your Honor.
And in the truck that you asked her to store for you, you thought the safest place to put your gun was under the back seat.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's pretty stupid.
I agree, Your Honor.
Your Honor, that's also incorrect.
He didn't put his gun under the back seat?
Almost everything that he has agreed is correct is not correct so far, Your Honor.
Just a second. I'm just asking you a question. I said, did he or did he not leave a gun under the back seat?
That is incorrect, Your Honor.
Where was the gun?
It was left under my bed as he directed in these texts, which I can show you, Your Honor.
And I had her move it to the back seat, Your Honor. I do not have messages. That was a conversation
we
had over the phone.
Whether it was under her bed or in the back seat, I don't care.
Yes, Your Honor. And it wasn't under her bed.
Under whose bed?
It was in my bed.
Also stupid.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because I assume wherever it was not in a locked case.
It was not, Your Honor.
Anyway, make a long story short, you want two things. You want your gun, and Miss Allison, because now you're back from Alaska, Miss Allison said she turned your gun over to your sergeant. When did you do that?
It was in the middle of March, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I have evidence.
Just a second. Yes, ma'am. How did you turn it over to the sergeant?
He came over to my house as directed. He came over once.
As directed by whom?
Scott.
By Mr. Parr?
Yes.
She doesn't have your gun.
I believe that she's either lent it to a friend or sold it.
I don't know.
I have a video.
It's not relevant what you believe.
I have a video where she's attempted to sell my items already.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a video of her attempting to sell your gun?
I do not.
Was your gun registered to you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, somebody buys an unregistered gun, that's a problem. So I can't do anything about your gun. Let's get to your truck.
Yes, ma'am.
You left your truck with the defendant.
Yes, ma'am.
And the key.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it registered when you left it?
It was.
And was the registration good when you
left
it?
It was, ma'am.
And she had place to park it?
Yes,
ma'am.
It was parked at her property.
And the defendant has a car?
Yes, ma'am.
So this was an extra car?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you paying her anything to take care of this car?
I was not.
So she was doing you a favor?
Yes, ma'am.
And?
She was not to be driving the vehicle. I had made that clear when I left. And when I came back, the vehicle was damaged to the point where it was undrivable.
Your Honor,
it was actually moved, and it was moved from the property over to a lot further, a little bit away from where she lives. That is where we found it, and the license plates have been switched out.
And?
The weapon that she has claimed was... Yes, ma'am.
Forget about weapon. Do you have any proof that Miss Allison did anything to your truck?
I have receipts from Miss Allison where she was driving my vehicle while I was away.
Okay, that I'd like to see.
These receipts are dated after the time I have left, and one of them has her name.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
These receipts you found in your truck?
Yes,
ma'am. Is that what you're saying? Now I understand. So you found these receipts for $5, for $4.28, something she blotted her lipstick on, in your truck?
Yes, ma'am. And they're dated after I left.
Got it.
Yes, ma'am.
I have messages here of me driving his vehicle, going to get gas for him, and during the time which he was gone, I had his permission to drive the vehicle, which I have proof here.
I'd like to see it.
Perfect.
I'd just like to see that you had his permission to drive the vehicle, and then I'm going to ask, just a second, don't walk over here.
It's all through here. You can see the different things whenever I was driving his vehicle.
I'm not reading your whole phone. All I want you to do is show me where he gave you permission to drive his vehicle.
Bring it to my barracks if you can, preferably. And it also states there how the truck was damaged before I had it. And I have the second two others here as well, where he even states what damages were hit done.
Oh, sir. You say, bring it to my barracks if you can, preferably. And I'm sorry about the other baloney. I wasn't expecting my truck to decide to break right before I left.
Ma'am.
And yes, I'll be able to help out a lot more when I come back. And it's kind of hard to give you money if I ain't got a place to send it.
Yes, ma'am. There was an agreement where I was going to help her as much as I could, and I have the messages
here.
Just
a second.
Yes, ma'am.
You said to her that your truck broke. I'm sorry, right before I left. I wasn't anticipating that.
There needed to be a camber alignment on the driver's side,
ma'am. I don't know that. Listen, she drove your truck. It's clear she drove your truck. It's not clear that she caused any damage to your truck.
Ma'am, the damages that I'm referring to, I have the receipts here for the repairs, had nothing to do with the truck before I had left. These were new damages that were not there and not referred to that message.
Do you have pictures of the truck before and after?
I do have pictures previously, but not from right before I left. And I do have after pictures.
No, I want to see pictures of your truck before you left and left it in her care.
Yes, ma'am.
And afterwards, before and after. Just give me one before.
Those are all before pictures.
No, those are all after pictures.
I don't want to see after.
Yes,
I want to see a before picture of your truck.
I have one.
I'd like to see it.
It's the one I took before I used it. Here's this one.
That was taken.
Oh, here it is.
Yes, that's 2 weeks before I left.
This is several days before he left. Wear and tear, as directed by the mechanic shop right next to where I parked it at.
Before, after.
Before?
Before.
Well, aside from it being filthy, it's all rusted out around the bottom and around the wheel.
It is not, Your Honor.
Take a look. That's what I see.
I just got finished mudding that day. And if you look at the wheel that it's pointed at is the one that all the work had to be done to. It is clearly straight up and down like it is supposed to. And in the after photos, it shows that it is not.
Well, this photo clearly demonstrates that something's wrong with the axle. This one, because the wheel doesn't look right.
Right.
Am I right? Is that an axle?
No, it's an axle. Problem with the axle.
How did that happen?
It's
is not an answer. How did it happen?
The wear and tear from the camber alignment being needed and possibly a ball bearing.
Is what you're telling me that this is the way you got the car? Like this? You couldn't have gotten the car like this because you can't drive it like this.
No, ma'am.
I'm not speaking to you. You drove the car. You couldn't have driven the car with the wheel like this.
You can, but it'll
no,
fall
you
off
can't.
And hurt yourself.
No, you can't. Not three times like you did.
I drove it less than half a mile. He wanted me to take it to his barracks, and I drove it with his permission and telling me to do it to that parking lot and refused to drive it any farther, which I have in text, and there's a mechanic shop right there, which will
you drove
it
on three separate dates?
Correct.
Three separate dates, to
right.
a Walmart, something to get something to eat, to maybe a meal deal, three separate dates, and I'm telling you that you couldn't have driven the car like this.
Correct.
On three separate dates.
What
Impossible.
Happened there is a wear and tear that
Well,
happen.
I don't know that, and you don't have a mechanic with you. How much did it cost you to fix it?
$4,700, ma'am.
What year car is this?
It's an 05.
You paid $4,700?
For the vehicle to be fixed.
Just a
ma'am.
Second. I'd like to see a paid receipt for
$4,700.
Yes, ma'am. She's not paying for all this stuff.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We have a counterclaim. Money owed for towing fees. Quickly.
$200 for two times for keeping it not towed from my house.
Show me.
I don't have actual receipts of it.
Then you don't have a case.
And later today...
We got into an argument because the air conditioner was too cold.
You like it hot or you like it cold?
I like it hot.
And she likes it cooler?
Yeah.
So you got into a fight over the thermostat?
Yes, ma'am.
Clearly, this was not a marriage that was to last.
Right.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Brian Parr Jr. says his former friend, Catherine Allison, damaged his belongings and stole his gun while he was away for military training. Catherine is countersuing for towing fees, rent, utilities, harassment, and slander.
You had the car all totally overhauled. That's ridiculous. If you're saying that she caused this problem with the back wheel, circle it.
Do you have a pen, sir?
Mm-hmm. It is the back wheel, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the front wheel, ma'am.
Front wheel.
On the passenger side.
Okay.
And the camber alignment previously...
Just circle it. Front passenger wheel axle. You should be able to find that.
Ma'am, there's nothing about an axle in here.
Well, I don't know what this wheel is.
It's wear and tear from not repairing it yourself.
Shh.
I don't know what that'd be.
If you don't know, I don't know, Mr. Parr.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Read, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. $1,517. Are we done?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. We have a counterclaim. Money owed for towing fees. Quickly.
$200 for two times for keeping it not towed from my house.
Show me.
I don't have actual receipts of it.
Then you don't have a case. Rent utilities. What kind of rent and utilities?
$350 a month plus half utilities and Wi-Fi.
When did you have that agreement with him?
Over text and before he left.
Show me where he agreed to pay you $350 a month plus half the utilities. Did you agree to pay her that?
I did not, ma'am. I have
just a
message.
I see hers and I'll see yours.
Yes, ma'am.
Just show me where he agreed to pay you $350 a month.
Now, he denies owing me rent, but he admits he owes the electricity and Wi-Fi. But if you look at every other circumstance with the other roommates I've had, it's never changed.
The judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,517. Your counterclaim's dismissed. We're done.
Ma'am, if I can ask why?
We are done.
Parties are excused. You may step out. Leave
He was never your roommate. He lived in Alaska.
He was living at my house beforehand, ma'am. And he went to Bridgeport, then Alaska.
Just a second. Come back.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a second. Is what you're telling me that he lived in your house before he went to Alaska?
Correct.
And didn't pay rent? What month did he live in your house?
January 9th.
Just
ma'am.
A second. Chop. He deployed on January 19th of 2018. So is what you're telling me he lived in your house for 10 days?
Correct. And then we had set up
We're
the
done.
Agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
Parties are excused. Again.
Everyone around the area knows what a compulsive liar with not just this, but everything else.
I hope that people realize that she's not a good person.
I just hope that other people don't have to go through the same thing.
She does nothing but lie just to get her own way and that she just wants attention from people.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Johnson versus Loper. Step forward.
Alicia Johnson is suing her ex-boyfriend, Charles Loper, for a loan, rent, and her dog.
Miss Johnson, Mr. Loper is your former boyfriend. You signed the lease together. He moved out, had a fight. You say that he owes you for rent, half of a loan that you took out in order to pay the moving expenses, and that he stole your dog.
Yes, ma'am.
He says the loan is yours. He doesn't know where your dog is. And you, since you threw him out, he doesn't owe you any rent. When did you move in, Mr. Loper?
That was be October 6th.
And you signed a one-year lease?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you move out?
That would be May 4th.
Did you pay rent for May?
No.
Did you pay rent for April?
Yes.
Tell me what happened when you moved out on May 4th.
May 4th, I came and got my things in the process of moving out.
Well, tell me why you were moving out.
We moved out because I got into a fight with her the 3rd.
On the 3rd?
Yes.
Tell me what happened on the 3rd.
On the 3rd, Alicia confiscated my phone and she wouldn't give it back to me. We got into an argument because the thermostat was too low and the air conditioner was too cold. And eventually we got into a heated argument and I took the battery out the thermostat. That's when Alicia took my phone and ran out.
Okay, so you like it hot or you like it cold?
I like it hot.
And she likes it cooler?
Yeah.
So you got into a fight over the thermostat?
Yes, that's where it started.
Clearly this was not a marriage that was to last.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What had you done with the phone?
I had it. I know that
you had it. What else did you do to it?
I made it into a personal my phone.
Okay, so you changed the settings on it.
Mm-hmm.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Alicia Johnson says ex-boyfriend Charles Loper owes for rent, a loan, and a dog.
Okay. When you say she confiscated your phone, she picked up your phone?
Yeah, she picked it up and ran out the apartment with it.
Why did you do that?
I did it because I was upset.
Okay. So you took his phone and walked out of the apartment, and what did you do with his phone?
Nothing. I just made a few phone calls, and I was upset.
Okay. You made a few phone calls to whom on his phone?
I called his dad, and I told his dad that me and his son was getting into it.
All right. So you took his phone. And what happened after you took his phone? Did you go back to the house?
Yeah, I did. Eventually, I went back to the house.
And?
We were still arguing. I had his phone, so I just went to sleep. We weren't talking anymore. It was kind of
okay,
still.
Okay, and you didn't return his phone to him?
Because.
You didn't return his phone to him?
No.
And what did you do?
I wanted to leave and go try to find and see if she hid it somewhere, but I ended up going to sleep too.
In the same bed?
No, different rooms. She slept in my daughter's room, and I slept in the main room.
And what happened on the 4th?
On the 4th, I had to go back to work. And I ended up getting a pickup truck and coming back home to get some of my things out. I saw Alicia on the way into the house, asked her for my phone. She told me she went crazy and she don't have my phone.
Okay. What had you done with the phone?
I had it.
I know that you had it. What else did you do to it?
Nothing.
Where is it?
I made it into a personal my phone.
Okay, so you changed the settings on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an uh-huh. That you took his property and you, in effect, destroyed his property. That's not something that you can do. Okay. What rent do you think he owes you for?
He owes me for the lease that we signed together.
No, he doesn't. You stole his property. The landlord may come after him. He doesn't have to live with you if you steal his property. What else?
That was it. I didn't do anything with his phone.
No, I don't care what... You did do something with his phone. You changed all the settings so that he could no longer use it. Now. He doesn't have to pay you for any rent. You can't do that sort of thing. It's unacceptable. Now, see how fair I am? Where's her dog? Where is her dog?
I don't know where her dog is, Judge Judy.
I don't believe that. Now, you went back to the house at some point, right?
Yeah, I did.
And when you went back to the house, you stole her little tablet.
No, I took the tablet when I moved out with the furniture.
Did you ever go back to the house again?
I did go back when I had to get my phone from her. She said she was going to get it back.
On what date?
That would have been the 7th.
Did you have your dog until the 7th?
He took my dog on a totally different day.
What date?
The day he took my dog was May 5th. He left the 3rd.
Did you make a police report about the dog?
They never printed out a report for me because in the time when I was trying to get the police report, they told me I had to give him his phone back for the warrant to be released out and stuff.
What kind of dog did you have?
A Shih Tzu.
When did you purchase the dog?
My dog was a gift back in 2010.
What'd you do with the dog?
I didn't do anything with her dog, said she.
You know,
he was there when I left to get my furniture.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I would be really very, very upset if somebody took your dog.
Trust me, I am.
Dog's not in your house?
The dog finally came back home. After this gentleman.
Right. So the dog is back with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And he doesn't owe you any rent, because that's what I was going to kill him on, the dog. You stood up very quickly. As soon as you stood up, she said, the dog's back with me. You can sit down. The only other thing that I'm going to deal with is this loan that you took out. What did you take out a loan for?
We were homeless, so we were trying to find a place to stay, and our money was very funny. And in order for us to move in, we needed the first and last month rent. And he agreed to help me pay half on this before we moved in.
Because he was going to live there?
Yes, ma'am.
Until you stole his phone. Are you still living there?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you staying there?
Yes, ma'am.
You have 2 bedrooms. Who else lives there?
Nobody.
Are you renewing your lease?
I really can't because I don't have finances to take care of it.
Well, I suggest you start advertising for a roommate.
I have.
He's been gone for a month. The case is dismissed. We're done.
Please, excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think she made the right decision.
Never shack up.
People need to stop doing things that's gonna hurt people.
Never shack up.
Think about it, move in with a woman.
Never shack up.